Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Good morning. 8 o'clock hours here. We'll make picks coming up at 8:35. Get back in the Lions Sunday night matchup with the Eagles, and we got Wings tickets to give away in the 9 o'clock hour. But we're excited to talk to the Pistons head coach, J.B. Bickerstaff. Pistons homestand continues tonight, and so does their win streak. They've won 8 in a row. They're 10-2. It's a great start, and J.B., good morning.
Good morning. How we doing?
We're doing great. Love watching you guys. It's fun. It's exciting. And obviously, you know, this team has come so far, you know, since you've taken the helm. And I got to ask you this, JB. You're 10-2 so far, 9-1, all the things that Jim just said. The pace that you're on, now I know it's really early in the season, but is a pace that would get you to more wins than the Pistons have ever had. Is this pace sustainable?
We try to take it just day by day, excuse me, and that's our focus, is we've always been process-driven, and if we do the right things, then the results will go our way, but we're not focused on a final outcome or a last number. We just try to pay attention and stay in the moment, because that's the most important thing for this team.
So when you talk about doing the right things, what are the right things that you need to see night in, night out that create opportunity for you guys to win games?
It starts with our defense. That's when we're at our best. When we're defending at a high level and paying attention to all the details, limiting our mistakes, being physical, doing the things that, you know, other people just don't want to do, all the gritty things, all the nasty things. When we're doing that at a high level, we're going to give ourselves a chance, because that creates offensive opportunities for us to get out and run and be fast, and where our guys thrive in the transition game. So the more stops we get, the more we excel on the offensive end of the floor, and that all comes down to the details and paying attention to all the small things.
Jalen Duren taking a big leap to start this season. Where have you seen the biggest improvement from him through 12 games?
You know, honestly, it's just his confidence. He's always had the skill set, but once you have the belief in your skill set, and that came from the work that he put in this summer. I give him a ton of credit. You know, this summer he was working. I mean, he was working hard. He was being diligent. He was with our coaches. He was in different places with different people, learning different things. But he worked his tail off this summer, and you know, now he's got an opportunity to go out and show what he's capable of. But you watch how he's able to create now. He puts the ball on the floor, attacks other big guys. Defensively, he's improved. He's a great rim protector now. He's early to his spots defensively. He's communicating. So I think there's been a growth in a lot of areas for him. And we kind of see that's why his game has kind of rounded out really well.
I'm going to go to the next guy, the guy that everybody is going to, you know, show up to watch, a lot of them on the team, but obviously Cade Cunningham. And we saw what he did last year in taking this team to the next level, getting to the postseason. And now it feels like he has taken another step. He was all NBA last year. What is it that he's doing this year that really excites you about his leadership of this team and his play?
Well, I think it's the fourth quarter play. You know, his ability to understand winning time and what it takes to get it done is, you know, has taken a huge step. You know, when all of our games, for the most part, have been really close games, and it's been decided, you know, by certain stretches in the fourth quarter. And in those stretches, Cade has proven to be dominant. And it's an understanding of, you know, the ball's going to be in my hands all game. When do I pick my spots? And I think he's done a great job of picking his spots of, okay, it's time to take over, it's time to step up, and then being able to do it. And that's what the superstars do. They understand the moment. It might not always be the fourth quarter. You know, it might be a run in the first quarter where he sees a moment where, you know, you can kind of stick a fork in a team early. And he'll go out and do that. So I think his understanding of, you know, when the winning moments come has taken a big step this year.
On a follow-up to that, obviously, you know, I've had exit interviews with coaches, you know, conversations in the offseason about what I needed to do to improve. Were those things that you talked to Cade about in the offseason, or is that just something that he is recognizing and doing on his own?
I mean, it's always conversations. You know, we had a conversation, obviously, at the end of last year, but during the summer, about things and areas where he can improve. Like, we put a plan in place, and that's the great thing about Cade is, like, Cade loves to be coached, and Cade wants to be great, and he's not afraid to do the things that it's going to take for him to get there. So he had a great summer also, you know, working on his game, developing his skill set for those moments. And again, he's got a great feel for the game on his own, and he picks those things up, you know. But again, it's the experience of being in games that matter and games that, you know, where winning is on the line. And he's gone through that now and understands what it takes. So a lot of it he's learned through experience, but some of it is the plan that was put in place.
You guys are 10-2, always looking for areas to improve. You guys don't take a lot or make a lot of three-point shots. Now, I know Isaiah Stewart helps with some of that spacing, but is that still a challenge you guys are having, spacing and three-point shooting?
I mean, I don't think spacing is the issue because we've kind of learned to play in small spaces and where we want our guys on the floor. You know, you'll always look to generate as many, you know, open threes as you can, but I think we're built different than most teams in the NBA. And what we try to do is play to our strength, and our strength is, you know, dominating the painted area and being physical and driving the basketball, you know, creating paint opportunities, because those lead to layups, they lead to free throws, those lead to getting in the bonus early in the quarter, and then they lead to, you know, those open threes. So, you know, we're not going to play a game that everybody else might play just because that's the way, you know, everybody's doing it. We try to play the game based on our personnel. And we have physical attacking, you know, punishing people on our team. So we just want to dominate the painted area and see teams make adjustments, and that'll help us generate those threes.
You guys are 10-2, and I think everybody has the realistic expectation that you're not going 80-2. But fans always, hey, you're on an 8-game heater. Everybody thinks, hey, the next one's going to be another win. It's another win. You keep stacking them on top of each other. And Trajan Legnan has talked about managing expectations. What would your message to fans be about managing the expectations for your basketball team?
Just enjoy the ride. I mean, it's a great group of guys who play a beautiful brand of basketball that I think if you watch it, you'll fall in love with the collective group and you'll fall in love with the individuals that are a part of it. And it comes with ups and downs. That's the reality of sport. It comes with adversity. It comes with things that you can't control. But when you watch the Detroit Pistons play basketball, you know, if you love the game, if you love competition, if you love sport, we're the team for you. And, you know, support us, have our back, because our guys play for our fans. They play for, you know, the city of Detroit, the state of Michigan. Like, that's what's important to our guys. And they play, you know, with an identity that I think the city can relate to and the fan base can relate to, because it is gritty, it is tough, it is blue collar, you know, it is, you know, ferocious. Like, that's the type of thing that when I see Detroit or Michigan, like, that's what I feel like the identity is, and our guys carry that identity every night on the court.
And I think you saw a lot of that buy-in last year with the crowds for the playoff games. And we would take phone calls from people going, I don't like the NBA product. And we had to tell them, no. The Pistons are doing a little differently. They're going to defend for four quarters. You're going to be happy when you tune in. And you guys have turned a corner, not from a fan standpoint, but for you guys. How do you handle the expectation shift now, knowing, hey, it's not about, hey, will we get in the playoffs? You guys are in a different stage of the organization now.
Yeah, I mean, expectations, you know, can be a distraction. And we try to eliminate those distractions, because what we want to do is hold ourselves to a standard. And we want to go out and perform to that standard every night and every day we practice. And again, if we hold ourselves to a standard that's really high, which our guys are at right now, that's where our focus is, and that's what produces success and sustainable success. So it's not about, you know, outside expectations. It's about the standard that we hold ourselves to every single day. And if we do that, you know, we'll stick with the process and we'll continue to get better, which is the most important part.
Talking to Pistons head coach JB Bickerstaff. Got a fun one for you, maybe a tough one for you. On this run where you guys keep winning, what's more satisfying for you as a coach? The OT win where you guys come back, or the other night where you're missing Cade, you're missing your star players, and you guys find a way to win anyway?
I mean, they're both awesome wins, no matter how you look at it. I think, you know, the other night versus the Bulls, you know, where we're so down with so many bodies missing, and you get to see guys who don't get the same opportunities throughout the year. But you get to see where the identity and the character of the team stands. A lot of times when you have guys who don't play, you know, they can be upset, they can be frustrated, you know, they cannot buy into what it is that the team is doing. But, you know, our guys prove that 1 through, you know, 18 right now, including the two-ways, they love Detroit Pistons basketball, and they play a brand of basketball that is about the team, that's selfless. But it's great to see them get opportunities that they may not get when everybody is healthy, and still go out, compete at a high level, and win.
As best you can for tonight, can you give us an idea of who's going to be back? I know fans are, you know, looking to see, hey, is Cade going to play? When are we going to see Stewart or Asar back? What's the thought going into tonight's game?
We got shoot around here in a couple of hours, and then we'll see how that goes. We got guys that got to test some things out, but, you know, that's as far as I can go on the injury front.
All right, JB. Appreciate it. Good stuff as always, and we look forward to checking in with you a bunch this season, all right?
Perfect. Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
Pistons head coach, JB Bickerstaff, 97.1.
Hey, Detroit, it's Heather here with some big news. Verizon, America's best 5G network, wants you to bring in your AT&T or T-Mobile bill, and they'll give you a better deal. If you think Verizon is expensive, well, think again. Not only does Verizon let you lock in your low price for 3 years, everyone in the family can mix and match their plans with My Plan. And everyone can get the same great phone deals when they trade in an eligible phone in any condition on My Plan. That means new and existing customers. That's more reasons to save, more reasons to switch. Bring in your AT&T or T-Mobile bill to your local Detroit Verizon store, and they'll give you a better deal. Rankings based on RootMetrics United States Root Score Report dated first half 2025. Your results may vary. Must provide a postpaid customer mobile bill dated within the past 45 days. Bill must be in the same name as the person redeeming the deal. 3-year price lock applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms apply to promotional offers. See www.verizon.com/switch-2-verizon/.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
How about these Pistons, man?
Yeah.
I know it's football season. We're going to carve out a lot of time for the Lions. We got picks coming up at 8:35. Lions win if blank. Can't deny what the Pistons have done, though, and I'd like to spend even a couple more minutes after JB just kind of breaking down what they're up to, John.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously 8 in a row, 9 of the last 10, 10 and 2. They're 2.5 games up in the division. It just feels like, you know, this team is all the parts seem to be coming together, especially after the disaster of the opening game. Like, that wasn't what we've witnessed since then.
They're number 3 in defensive rating. That's huge. Last year, they won a lot of games simply by playing defense for 4 quarters, mm-hmm. when teams in the NBA aren't interested in playing it for 1 quarter. And I think you've seen in the face of injuries, Cade continues to lead, but he's not dragging a dead body. Like, they've got other guys who are in the fight, who are buying in, who are contributing. You know, I asked JB about they don't make a lot of threes. And I don't know if you can win an NBA championship shooting this way. But they are playing to their strengths. And if you mm-hmm. defend, you can run in transition. If Cade is a smooth operator in the half court, you got to cover up for the fact that you can't shoot the three as effectively. And you could do different things in the half court with cuts and different ball handlers. Like, I know Assar has taken the ball up the floor a little bit this year. Stewart has been big yeah. as a big who can shoot. Like, they are still coming up with creative solutions, even though they rank in the bottom of the league in three-point shooting. And it's because of all the other things that they do well.
And when you hear him talk about Cade Cunningham and, you know, him being that guy in the fourth quarter, which is what we had talked about the end of the season last yep. year against the Knicks, okay? And that's why I asked him that question about, you know, is this just Cade? And he talked about the experience and things that Cade instinctually knows he needs to be better at, but it's also the conversations they had throughout the course of the offseason and the plan that they put in place for him to work on some of these things. And you're seeing it all really start to pay off and come together, even though the season is only 12 games old.
I would say, yeah, the two biggest headline performers are Cade and Durin. And he gave good answers on both. Mm-hmm. With Durin, confidence. Okay, but where does that show up? And then he listed all of the things that that it's shown up with. I mean, this is a player who didn't get the extension in the offseason. And maybe he will at the end of this year keep playing this way because he's young. He continues to grow. And he's taken a big-time leap, Jalen Duren has this season.
And it's that leap that we kind of all believed was there. You know, when we talked about him as a 19-year-old, right? Yeah, one of the youngest players in the NBA, and we saw the raw talent, but now you're seeing that raw talent be refined and really start to produce for this team.
Yep. Even Duncan Robinson's starting to hit some threes.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, what, 7-10 the other night? And okay, we don't expect 70% every time, but he's that guy that's supposed to be the knockdown three-point shooter.
I thought it was funny when you asked JB about the pace to start the year. For people who haven't done the math, they're on a 68-win pace.
Right.
And no one's holding them to that. Yeah.
The two seasons. One, there was a 63-game win total season for the Bad Boys, and it was 64 was the 06 Pistons.
I believe so, yes. So they've had two 60-win seasons in their franchise. Nobody's putting a cart before the horse, but it just shows you how hot of a start they're off to that they're pacing to have one of the best records in basketball. I mean, they have the best record in the East.
Yeah, and I loved his answer, too, you know, about managing expectations. Like, hey, enjoy the moment. Enjoy the ride. Enjoy that this is a team that's fun to watch, and it's a team that we can all get behind and support for a lot of different reasons.
Got picks coming up at 8:35. Lions-Eagles. Lions win if... We'll fill in that blank at 8:50. We've got Red Wing tickets to give away in the last hour of the show. Let's get to Heather with the news.
Well, this news is sponsored by Gardner White. Hey, federal prosecutors have now formally indicted three young men from Dearborn in connection with that alleged Halloween weekend terror plot. So the trio were charged with were charged by a grand jury with conspiring to provide material support to a terrorist organization and then related firearms and ammunition offenses as well. They're among eight people charged in this conspiracy that the FBI agents say involved an alleged terrorist plot targeting LGBTQ-friendly clubs in Ferndale, also Cedar Point as well. And agents say that they uncovered those coded online messages between these men, as well as finding AR-style rifles, handguns, tactical gear, tons of ammunition in their homes and storage units as well. Now, the men's or the defense attorney basically are arguing that the government acted too early, saying that there was no planned attack or, you know, imminent threat.
That's not how that sounds. I mean, you read that, you hear that, and you go, well, I'm happy that they were proactive. You don't want to be reactive with this stuff.
And that's what the prosecutor is saying. They're saying the evidence that we found showed that the plot was moving into an operational phase.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like a bunch of guys playing video games the way the defense had initially presented things.
An Inkster man is facing two felony charges after authorities say he used some fake money in a pizza scam.
Oh.
Yeah. So Javon Smith, 21 years old, was arrested at his home earlier this week after he allegedly used some counterfeit $100 bills to buy pizzas in Milford and Highland Township. And then he would receive real cash as change, right?
Yeah.
But the thing is, he wasn't even taking the pizzas. He'd order the pizza, go in, get his change, and then walk out. So I'm... Take your pizza.
Yeah.
Get some pizza with it if you're going to try to pull this off.
It's a better story.
I know, but it sounds like
it's a dead giveaway if you're not taking the pizza.
Yeah, he left the restaurants without ever picking up the food he ordered. Get the pizza, man. Get the pizza.
Yeah, too.
I mean, I wonder what he was ordering.
I mean, I would imagine you'd go for the cheapest pizza because you want the most change back, right?
Yeah, you just get a cheese. Or cheese pepperoni.
Yeah, or maybe just some breadsticks.
Yeah.
I don't know. Let's see. A house in Detroit exploded on Thursday. It was the same day a new tenant was supposed to move in. And thankfully, nobody was in the house at the time. Because when I say exploded, I'm saying this house literally leveled. Parts of the house were in the tree, hitting neighbors' house. I mean, if you see the photos, it's quite wild. Authorities say nobody was injured when this single-story house blew up on the city's west side. Their rental home was supposed to be getting new tenants, and they were actually in the process of moving in.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my gosh. Thankfully, like I said, nobody was inside when it exploded. But neighbors say that they could smell gas. And DTE did confirm that there were crews out there earlier in that same day turning the gas lights on. Or gas lines, I said lights. Lines on. But they say that when they left, there was no known issues. But John, it definitely sounds like something was going on there.
John, have you seen the photos of this?
Yeah, it's wild.
Unbelievable.
It's wild.
And miraculous that nobody anywhere was injured. That like a neighboring home, somebody inside their house or in their driveway or in their front yard wasn't hit by debris or fire. Like, it's pretty crazy. A pair of surprise sinkholes has forced emergency closures on one of the busiest freeway connections in the city. So commuters using the Southfield Freeway to get onto eastbound I-96 probably woke up to some detours and barricades after crews discovered two major collapses underneath the pavement. MDOT says the problem started deep underground where there was this drainage pipe that failed, which is then washed out the soil beneath the roadway. And it sounds like more repairs are needed than initially thought. Yeah. So this closure is going to last a little longer than anticipated. So basically, expect detours. They say, pack your patience, build in some extra time for your commute because the timeline to fix this is unknown. It's dependent on weather and obviously the repairs that are deemed necessary.
And I think I read in the news article that the sewage pipe is 45 feet below
it is.
The surface.
You read that correctly.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's deep.
Very deep. Pretty crazy. Chick-fil-A is kind of like reigniting the chicken sandwich wars with this brand new sandwich that features waffles as a bun.
Oh, yeah. Chicken and waffles. Yeah. Here we go.
It's a classic pairing, but now created into an actual sandwich, which I'm sure people have done before.
Yeah.
But now you can go and get it soon. Actually, you can't get it here. It's only in select markets. They're like testing it. It's because it's brand new. It will be in Baltimore and San Antonio. And I think that if those tests go well, we'll obviously see that.
I anticipate that they will.
Me too. Obviously, they describe it as crispy chicken stacked between warm maple waffles, all with a touch of smoked bacon.
Ooh, bacon in there too.
Love that call. Oh, yeah. How come we can't be a test market?
Yeah, how do we become a test market?
Right here. You need to be the test market.
Yes, I do.
Bring it right here.
No question.
It's Heather with the news. Coming up next, it's the picks. Hey, John, you had a great week last week.
Thank you.
Can you make it two in a row?
Yes, I anticipate I will.
All right, 97.1.
Hey, I want to highlight the great value your Metro Detroit Buick GMC dealers are bringing you this month. And if you're looking for a stylish SUV, here's a great option. You can lease a new Buick Encore GX for just $199 a month. Encore GX is exceptional by design. Find your perfect Buick today. This deal is happening right now at any of your 20 Metro Detroit Buick GMC dealers. Tax, title, license, dealer fees, and optional equipment not included. Dealer sets the final price based on due at signing amount of $3,849. Must be a current lessee of a 2020 model year or newer Buick or GMC vehicle through GM Financial for at least 30 days prior to the new vehicle sale. No security deposit required. Mileage charge of 25 cents per mile over 20,000 miles at participating dealers only. Residency restrictions do apply. If you want more details, you can visit gmcofferinfo.com. That's gmcofferinfo.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And by the way, Red Wings won last night, put up 6 goals, needed to see some offense, a couple power play goals. We have tickets for their next game against the Sabres tomorrow, November 15th. You can win them with us in the 9 o'clock hour. Listen for the goal that Dylan Larkin scored yesterday. When you hear Ken Cal's call of Dylan Larkin's goal from last night's game, call in, win a pair of tickets. We've got tickets for every Red Wing home game for their centennial season. I did look up Heather's Penn State history lesson.
Yes, I couldn't tell it to you, so I'm glad you can.
So Penn State did once upon a time wear pink and black.
Yeah.
And you wanted to know when, John?
Was that James Franklin was hired? Yes. Well, when?
You got to go back to the 1800s.
Okay. Well, a lot of these schools.
1887 to 1890. Penn State wore the colors pink and black.
Does it say why they chose those colors?
I would be happy to tell you more about them. I got into a rabbit hole of whether or not color photography was around, and it was. It was, but I don't think there's any photographic proof of this.
Well, a lot of the universities, like their original colors, do date back to the 1800s. Michigan's was set in 1867. Standardized that I think it was in 1912.
Oh, I know why they switched from pink. It said that the pink faded to white after being exposed to the sun and with heavy washing.
Okay.
So here's the thought. Huh.
So they changed.
There were no college colors for Penn State in 1886. There was a story that the colors blue and white had been established earlier and then forgotten. They wanted something bright and attractive, but we couldn't use red or orange as those colors were already used by other colleges. So we chose a very deep pink with a black that made a very pretty combination, end quote. Uh-huh.
Very pretty. I like that.
Mm-hmm. Fits. It's very pretty.
That's why I chose him.
Anyway, history lesson aside. John, you have a very simple question for Lions fans as we approach Sunday night.
Yeah. About as simple as they come. I just want them to fill in the blank. It is Lions win if... And fill in the blank. What do the Lions have to do to come away with a win? And I'll start. My, not surprising, I would say the offensive line, and specifically the three interior offensive linemen, because they're going to be going up against Jordan Davis, who's a good player, but he's not the impact player that Jalen Carter is. He's a game wrecker, and there's an opportunity for Tate Ratledge and Coyote Awosika to create a name for themselves. Whenever you get a chance to play against the best that the NFL has to offer, and Jalen Carter is certainly one of those, you get a chance to stake your claim as to what you can do against an opponent like that. I've talked about this for the last couple of weeks since Awosika was, you know, vaulted into a starting role due to the injury to Mahogany. He is in a contract year. If you want to make some money, This is the perfect opportunity. You had a chance to get your feet wet last week against Washington, and now you're throwing into the deep end of the pool. You're going to go against Jalen Carter, and you're not going to have one-on-one opportunities all game long. But when you do, hold up. Hold up your end of the bargain and fight your butt off. And that's the type of player he is. I think he will do a fine job. And there's going to be some times where Jalen Carter gets a win. But yeah, that interior, that three offensive line, if they can win against those guys, because, hey, when you're talking about Penei Sewell and Taylor Decker, I like Penei Sewell matchup with Jalen Phillips. I'll take that matchup 17 weeks out of the year. But it's that three interior offensive linemen. The Lions win if they can control the line of scrimmage, and it comes down to being able to win those matchups. Double teams, single, doesn't matter, on the interior of the offensive line.
Similar. My answer is the Lions win if they win on early downs, because everything is set up from winning on early downs. Last week, they avoided a lot of third downs altogether. But if you win on early downs, you help the interior of your offensive line because you don't have third and obvious. You help your quarterback because he's not put into a lot of third and long dropbacks. If you win on early downs, the threat of play action exists every time you go up to the line of scrimmage. If you win on early downs, you give Jared Goff the best chance to play a clean game on the road. Mm-hmm. Have to do it. And on the flip side, when Jalen Hurts has the football, the guy never makes mistakes. Well, if you could put him into advantageous positions for your defense, he's in some third and longs. We've seen him take a sack. We haven't seen him stretch the field as much this season. Those end up being empty possessions, mm-hmm. which let you hang around on the road to land the knockout blow late.
Yep. So, hey, 248-539-9797. Give us a call if you want to verbalize your answer. If you want to put it in text, you can give us a text at the same number. Let us know, how are you going to fill in that blank? Lions win if.
And there's no shortage of things to look for in this game, because this is the game we wanted to see over the last several seasons. These are the two best teams in the NFC for a couple years now, mm-hmm. and they just haven't played one another. So you've been left to play this like hypothetical football game in your head.
Yeah.
Now we actually get to see it. What does it come down to?
And it's that game where we all wanted to see it last year, even though the Lions were beat up. We thought we were going to get that opportunity, and then obviously Washington did what they did in Ford Field. So we were teased with that opportunity, and we thought, okay, last year with the injuries, hey, it might end with playing Philadelphia, but it was going to be in Ford Field. Now this matchup is finally going to happen. It's going to be in Philly, and it's time. And we've talked about this all week long. It's Dan Campbell 13-3 in primetime games. He's got a great record. Gets his team ready to go. I think this Lions football team knows what's at stake. They've been waiting for this opportunity as well. All season long, it's, what are the Lions really? Who are they? Now that Dan Campbell is calling plays, do we believe it's Dan Campbell and his offense that will vault them to beating Philly? We don't know, because we liked what we saw, but it was a depleted and a bad Washington defense.
Are you the team that went into Baltimore, faced a two-headed monster and a mobile quarterback, sacked him seven times and forced stops, mm-hmm. takeaways, and the like, and dropped 38 points? Offensive line manhandled. Are you that team? Or are you the team that played Green Bay week one? And okay, that's week one. What about the team that played Kansas City? Mm-hmm. Right? I mean, the Eagles have a habit of, as vulnerable as they are, just eking it out.
Yeah. And how do you rationalize what you saw against the Vikings?
Right.
Where it was a Detroit Lions team that literally got manhandled at the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball.
248-539-9797. Some early ticket texts, then we'll hit up the phones. The Lions will win if they control the trenches. Trenches, trenches, trenches. Mm-hmm. Go Lions. One pride. Jim and Romulus.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think you can underestimate the importance of being able to win up front.
The Lions win if... Oh, come on. The Lions win if they score more points than the Eagles. Mike in a football laboratory.
All right. Thanks, genius.
And then we get some. You don't even bring that in. Why even bring that ticket text in?
For this? Come on. I know my role around here.
I know. Yeah, we'll do better after the update. 97-1. Yeah. No, what's Tom's role around here? Go ahead and tell people.
No.
All right, get to the update.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.